Hey, everybody. Welcome into another special episode as we celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I'm Jessica Coody, and our coverage presented by Emeritus, and very excited to welcome in the shortstop for Husker softball, Ava Kuzak. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Senior season. We are just about ready to kick off the season. Can you believe that it's here and that you're a senior?
No. It went way too fast. I feel like this, especially like this fall and this preseason, has been like 1-1-1-1-1. Mm-hmm. And it's like literally going so fast. So it's crazy to me. But it's also, we're just trying to focus on like taking it day by day and just trying to soak it in. So I think that's kind of helping, but still going really fast.
Want to get into a lot of different things with you, but I guess let's start with being voted a team captain. Coach Revelle was really bragging on you and the other two captains and the leadership that you guys have been able to provide this team this year. How special was that? What was that like being voted a team captain? And then what were you trying to bring to that role?
Yeah, it was an amazing honor just to be voted and talk to Coach Revelle about that. And I obviously wanted to do it when she asked me. And also, I think it plays a huge role of like the seniors that were before me, especially just last year and 1 year with them, and watching those captains, Abby, McKinley, and Jordy, obviously, too. But those three were such amazing leaders, and they made me want to lead like they do. And they were so open and honest that I like can text them about anything that I need like help with, or just like little questions that they're always there for you. So they're someone that I always look up to and that I want to help fill those shoes of what they left. So
that's cool. What about for just going into this season and everything that you were able to accomplish and all the accolades that are coming the preseason? How do you go about approaching your final season playing college softball and managing all the kind of expectations that come along with that?
Yeah, I think the beginning of the year, Coach Revelle opened with like the magical yet. And it's like this little kid's book. Mm-hmm. That's just like, you're falling off your bike or like little things that you can't continue to do. It was like, it's not yet. That's not there yet. And it's like, continue the yet. And she wanted us to focus, since we are so senior, like heavy, that she wanted us to think about like when I was like 5 and I started playing the sport. And I always love thinking about that because I loved the sport, and that's what I want to kind of channel in and just have fun this year. And I think that's a big part of this group this year, is just to have fun and enjoy every single moment. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's so important because you have the season that you have last year and you guys get so close to the Women's College World Series. I feel like probably some pressure can come along with that. So how important is that for you guys not to just get caught up in that, but enjoy the moment and the process?
Yeah, it was a huge learning curve, I think, for us, because a lot of our team hasn't been in the postseason. Like, I've never played in a postseason before last year. So that was a huge, like, new situation that I've never been a part of. And I think, especially with a lot of our team, I think the biggest takeaway was we've been there now, and now we know what it takes to get there, and we know what we have to do every single day to continue to get better. So that's been the biggest thing for us, is just continue to lean on that and hit the ground running as soon as we start the season. And I think just knowing what it takes and remembering that, a little bit of that pain, but also taking it as like a good remembrance of we've been there, we know what we're doing, and just continue to fight.
Okay, so most fans probably know your story, but you transferred here, have ties here. In fact, when you committed here, after the transfer portal, you said full circle moment. What has it been like being a Husker? What have you taken away from your time here in Lincoln?
Oh, it's honestly been like a dream. It's been crazy. I think Jordy brought up one moment when we were talking about our Carpenter book and like how everything happens for a reason. And when we were like high schoolers and she was going to college and I had one more year and Bella and I had one more year of club, she was like, we would literally stayed up all night thinking about how we were never going to play with each other again. Like, this is the last night we were going to hang out like together for a while. And then here we all are playing together again. So I think that was just a huge circle moment where we were like, okay, guys, we're not going to play together anymore. And then we're all playing together again. And also just, this team is so incredibly special with like the transfers that we have brought in. They made it so easy to just join and like jump on this train that Nebraska has here, that it's a huge family and they just love each and every single one of us. So it's been really cool to be a part of.
I think that's so cool because you don't always get that experience when you grow up and these are your best friends that you're playing with, and then you all go your separate ways. But now so many of you guys are reunited here. That's mm-hmm. gotta be just so incredibly special.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally a dream just thinking about it, and just being surrounded by people that you also might not have played with before, but they also are building those connections. Like Sammy, I've never met her before, but she's like one of my best friends. Or Hannah Kaur that just transferred in, one of my best friends. Like every single one of these girls on this team are my best friends. And that's the coolest thing is our culture's so strong of just loving each other rather than just being teammates.
That can, people might say that's cliche, but that is this program. Mm-hmm. Why is that about this program that it allows for those kinds of relationships and bonds?
Yeah, I think our team just takes pride in enjoying every single person's difference. I think we've read the book, The Carpenter by John Gordon, and we talked about loving and serving and caring. And not that it was never a part of like our team, because when I joined here, that was a huge part of this team. But we started to tap into that even just more, like little stuff, like making the little things quicker and easier than you wouldn't think of, like seeing the person pick up the ball that's in the back of the cage that you're like, sometimes, do I really want to get it? Mm-hmm. Like those little things make a huge difference with this team. And when the whole team is doing that, it's an incredible piece to be a part of. And when you go out on the field, you can trust your teammates no matter what.
So Coach was telling us that you guys in the infield and have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder going into this season. You want to take a big step defensively. Sammy Bland, you just mentioned her at third. Now that you have another year playing with her and really just the whole infield, what are the goals? What do you guys want to accomplish there, especially in the infield?
Yeah, we want to make more double plays. Lauren and I have been working on that 24/7, and that's one thing that we just talked about it yesterday, that we've seen a huge difference is our double plays and just being able to go for it. And Sammy and us, like that was our first year last year playing together, and I felt like we were already so close. But this year you can just tell like it's growing and growing. And it's just been cool to kind of build off of that rather than trying to rebuild from a whole new group of girls. So Sammy is literally like my left side bestie. So she's always stealing balls from me, of course, because she's diving all over the place. So I'm like, it's fine. And she's like, I'm sorry, that's your ball. And I was like, no, take it, please. Like, take it from me. But I think our goals is just continue to have our pitchers' backs. Like, we love saying that we're a heartbeat and just being like together in and after every pitch and then going back and knowing what our job is. It's just getting out to our pitcher, getting out for our team, and just trying to make those routine plays, because those routine plays will turn into amazing plays too.
So I was listening to a podcast that you did recently, the Coach and the Counselor podcast, and I thought it was pretty interesting, especially one point where, you're coming off the year that you had last year at the plate, unbelievable, but you went into a point where it wasn't always that way for you, and you had to struggle mm-hmm. through some slumps and some hard times. And I think that's always important, especially on this podcast, when I talk to women and young girls that might listen, that kind of advice. Take us through that and how hard that was and what you learned through that process where it hadn't always been easy for you mm-hmm. and you've had to work through that.
Yeah, I think my freshman year was definitely a very tough year for me mentally. I think just like I was so focused on the results rather than just like the process that I was going through. And I think I took such a huge toll on my mental side of just being like, oh, I'm hitting ground balls and pop-ups. Like, what am I doing wrong? And hyper fixating on like every little wrong thing about my swing. But it was more just about like my mentality and just being aggressive and going for it. And I think the hugest part like that I learned was just like I needed to just let go of what was going to happen and just go for it and just not have fear, not play with fear. And that obviously took that took me my freshman and most of my sophomore year too to learn. And even in my last year too, like I had a couple weekends where I didn't hit well and I still was like, okay, going down back to like, oh, I'm grounding out. Oh, I'm popping out. But then I was like, okay, we're not fearing what this pitcher's doing. We're not fearing what my swing looks like. Like, we just got to battle and grind it out. And continuing to have that mindset for me was something that really helped me.
How do you do that when your human nature is fighting against that?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I think it's a lot of just, it took a lot of practice for me, honestly, just to like really get out of my head mm-hmm. and it's a lot of just mental prep, not even on the field during games. Like, it's in practice, too. So, like, I tried to keep my routine the same while I was hitting, like, in batting practice, just how I would step in the box and trying to have my big breath that would take me back to where I'm just like, okay, in this pitch, we're just going to grind it out and then reset and do the same thing over again. And doing that in practice is what made it so much easier in the games, is because I've been doing it when it wasn't mattering and when I tried to put myself in a high-pressure situation, like, in practice, that when I went into the game, I was like, okay, I've done this before, rather than being put in that game situation where I'm like, oh no, this is bases loaded. What am I going to do? Rather just focusing on that breath and just getting in the box.
You guys have talked a lot about playing and enjoying it and enjoying the game. How did you come to that personally and realizing that's important for you to approach playing softball that way?
Yeah, softball is a game of failure. Like, mm-hmm. it just is. And it's not going to be perfect. It's not like you can't hit a point in softball where you're like, oh, I'm amazing hitting 1,000. My fielding percentage is 1,000. Like, everything's perfect. Like, softball just doesn't work that way. There's mm-hmm. pitchers that are going to figure out a way to get you out. There's going to be a ball that you might have a wrong read on and have a mental mistake. Like, those little things are going to happen. And we've just really focused on enjoying that hard too, and enjoying just every single moment about this game, because it's a learning lesson. You can learn from failure, you can learn from success, and just rather than like only focusing on success, we're trying to focus on those failures too, so it helps us in the long run.
That's great. So you were a multi-sport star growing up. In fact, softball wasn't even your first sport, right?
Yes, it was dance and soccer.
So how did you wind up then finding a love for softball?
I played t-ball, and when I started with soccer and t-ball, I had to wear a skirt or my princess dress. I would not wear the team uniform. Like, it wasn't cute enough for me, and I would be on the sides crying because I didn't have my princess dress on. And my mom was like, you were horrible. Like, I don't know how you got you to play. But I think after that, I was going through dance and soccer. And then I think in 10U, I actually started club, or 8U, club softball. It was one of those where I started kind of late for most people, and I was starting on a club team. And then I played with some of my friends that I was actually playing soccer with. So I was around people that I've already been playing other sports with. And then I just started falling in love with it. And I just continued with soccer and softball throughout.
How important was doing all the sports for you and developing you into the athlete you became?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, I also did swim too. And I honestly just felt like it really like shifted my brain into different like mindset of just like, okay, I get to run in soccer, and then softball, it's like I'm hitting a ball and fielding a ball. And then swim, it honestly just took the pressure off like my whole body, and it just like kind of evened me out. Just swimming in general was amazing, and I loved it. And I think what helped me was just like, okay, I got to go to soccer practice, and then I got to kind of switch my brain to softball practice. And doing two different things that required two different things, I think, really helped me in turn for both sports. Like, it just helped build athleticism, and I think that's the best thing that was amazing for me, was I was running and I was keeping my body in shape and doing all these things, and then also that had like my hand-eye coordination and all of that. So that was kind of cool just to see how they all came together when they are two different really sports.
Was it always shortstop?
Yes, and I did a pitching for like 12U for like literally 6 months, and I was like, I miss shortstop. I'm done. My mom was happy about that one.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't like you in the
shin? I hit her in the shin once, and she was like, I'm not catching you anymore. I can't do it. So it was my dad's job, and then I just was like, this is too much. I want to just play shortstop or middle infield. I was second and short.
So then, you know, and again, mentioned you're one of the top shortstops in the country going into this season. How did you develop into that, where you are one of the best in this game going into this year?
I think just being surrounded by people that push me every day. I feed off of everyone's energy, and I love feeling those people that are next to me that want to get better as well. And those girls around me, that they just push me to get better each and every day, so that I have Jordy's back when she's pitching. I have Alexis's back when she's pitching. Kylie, Emerson, Hannah, like, I have all of their backs, and my goal is just to continue to have their back and my teammates' backs that are next to me. And that was just kind of something that I focused on.
Okay, so I gotta ask you about the cow. We've seen the cow all over social media, Bolin, right?
Yes.
Tell us the backstory.
Oh, my best friend. Dr. Joe showed up to one practice last year, like in the middle of spring, with baby Bolin, like baby just born. And Coach Ravel like put in the practice plan, we have a surprise guest. So I was like, oh, someone's coming to talk to us. No, it was Bolin the cow. And like Dr. Joe's carrying her on the field. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, she was so cute. And then after that, she just kept sending me pictures of her. And I was just falling in love with her because I've never really been around cows. And then fall came, and Dr. Joe was like, does Ava want to come help me with on the farm? And I was kind of looking for a little internship just to get more experience outside of small animal. I wanted to do more, because it's good to have like a variety of experiences. So I thought the large animal would help me kind of just broaden that a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I would definitely love to. So I would just help Dr. Joe on whatever she needs and just kind of help with the cows. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, so, and I'm told that it's, when you go out there, he runs right up to you.
Oh, yeah, she comes running for me.
Like, so she knows when you're there. And yes. You had to help bottle feed her, is that right?
Yeah. A bunch of the girls, they brought a bottle, so we were just passing around and making everyone, like, having everyone feed her.
So when you say a small animal, you want to pursue maybe being a vet, mm-hmm. right? And always have?
Yes, always have. I think ever since I was little, I've loved animals. Like, that was a big thing for me. And I also loved just science and, like, fixing puzzles. And I just loved having things, like, make sense in my brain and figuring things out. So that kind of just led me. I loved biology. I loved all the science classes. And then the little goal, or I guess, like, I just had a little heart for animals. So I just wanted to do that. And then I was kind of in between softball coach and vet, two very different separate things. And then I lost one of my dogs in a kind of a little bit of an accident. So, and I kind of just switched my brain. I was like, I want to be there for someone that went through that same thing as me. Mm. And I wanted to hopefully help them keep their dog alive, where I could help them and have that dog live a healthy life. So that was one thing that really helped me.
So, but you are now maybe wavering a little bit, yes. on maybe doing large animal.
Yes, I am definitely set. Like, I'm set on companion animals. I definitely want to work with dogs. But Dr. Joe is persuading me a little bit. So I'm maybe thinking mixed vet, maybe thinking large animals. So we're kind of leaning. She's got me teetering.
What have you learned, though, throughout? I mean, because it's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, I was like, I knew it was a lot of work on the farm. And then she came and I was like, oh, she moves. Like, I had to be like, keep up with Dr. Joe. And I was like, I got to keep my step up and keep working. But it was also kind of nice because a lot of my classes also included large animal stuff. So when I would work with her, I kind of knew a little bit of the stuff, like just for my feeds and feeding class and my physiology classes, I kind of learned a little bit. So prior to going that, I was like, okay, I know a little bit. And then it just really helped kind of piece things together from class into like in the hands-on world.
So Bolin's kind of like a mascot, a secondary mascot for you guys.
Yes, we have, it's Bolin's besties, and that's the softball team is Bolin's besties for her besties.
But you're her number one bestie.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
I think that just kind of speaks to the culture. You guys do find a balance, right? Mm-hmm. Of hey, we work really hard, but we also find time to celebrate each other and enjoy the things off the field.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's the biggest part of, too, is like, when you show up and work hard and then after practice and we're happy with that day, we can go have a good time after and hang out with each other and go watch a movie or go to dinner together. Like, we're going to Sammy's birthday dinner tonight to go get pho. So, like, we always are hanging out together. And I think that's just the coolest part about our team is, like, we're not together only on the field. It's, like, 24-7.
So when you go into the transfer portal and you're looking, was your heart just pulling you to Nebraska because of the connection here?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit. I've always just, ever since I was little, I loved Nebraska. And that was somewhere I talked to Ravel, like, during my recruiting phase, too, also, like, prior to me committing and my junior of high school. And I loved my conversations with Coach Ravel. Like, that was a hard call to make when I said I was committing to somewhere else. And then when she called me after I entered the transfer portal, I was like, this is definitely a sign right now. And I went on my visit, and my heart was just like, we literally were in Coach Ravel's backyard feeding baby bunnies we just found. And I was like, what? Like, this is just, like, literally just, like, telling me, come here. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, calling my dad on the visit. I was like, Dad, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to commit right now. So it was cool.
What is your family? Because you were telling me your family, longtime Nebraska fans, what have they thought of watching you be a Husker?
They've loved it. And I've had a lot of more family that – on my dad's side that I really actually never knew that or have come to my games too. So I've met a lot of more Cusacks, which has been really cool. And my brother plays 2 hours north in Northeast. He plays baseball for in Norfolk. So that's been cool because then they are able to see both mine and his games when we're both at home. So they've been making crazy like schedules. We're like, okay, we'll be at your game Friday, his game Saturday, your game Sunday. Crazy, but it worked out, so that was kind of cool, but they've loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, let's bring it full circle because you guys are not taking things lightly to open up the season. What are the goals kind of out of the gate for this team when you have high goals, high expectations, but you're playing some of the best out of the gate here these first few weeks of the season?
I think it's honestly the best thing for us. I think we're trying to just be battle-tested every single game just to prove ourselves and put ourselves in those situations so that when postseason comes that we've also gone through these tough games and been through close games. Like, I think that's what the biggest thing that we're most excited about is being in close games and just finding a way to grind it out. If we're up by one or if we're down by one, finding a way to win. And I think that's the coolest thing about this team is we want to be in those situations so that we can come out with a win.
And as we celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, we saw record-breaking crowds last year, probably going to break it again this year. What does that mean to you as a female student athlete, the support here at Nebraska that you get being a Husker?
It's literally been a dream again, too. Like, it's been amazing just to see how many fans want to come out and cheer on Husker softball. Like, you can feel it 24/7. Even if you're out and I have a Nebraska softball shirt on, they're always saying, like, go Big Red or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always on, they always have your back. And feeling that, the amount of people and that presence at the field is just an amazing feeling. And with the sport of softball continuing to grow so much lately, and I just love seeing all the little girls too. It's been really cool to see all the little girls. Like, we look up to them too because they're the future of softball. Like, it's just really excited to see how far this sport has come, especially from the people before us and where we're at now. And I can't wait to see where it continues to go.
Right. Who were your biggest sports female women role models growing up?
I loved Mallory Pugh because I was also in my soccer love. And then I also just loved Jenny Finch. My mom would always get me like her Jenny Finch books. And that was when I was like a pitcher too. So I was like obsessed with her. But those were like the two biggest ones that I remember loving.
Oh, great stuff. Well, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you. Excited to get this season rolling and to see this team back in action. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Again, that is Ava Kuzak with Husker Softball joining us here on our special National Girls and Women in Sports Day coverage. Thanks for listening and watching. And as always, this is presented by Emeritus. Emeritus is proud to power this podcast and all of Husker Women's Sports.